Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, look at y'all, party people. It's Monday. It's time for some trends, a.k.a. it's time for the Zeitger King to come out of his cage. That was brought to us by the one and only super producer, Anna Hosnier, who's got Tiger on brain. I'm Miles Gray. I'm joined by Matt Leaf coming
hey,
in remotely.
Up?
Yeah, to yeah. talk trends really quick. Just go into what the top things trending on Instagram, Twitter, Google, whatever. I don't even know why I said Instagram. We don't look at that shit. But Sophie Brousseau is trending, and that is Drake's baby mom. Or Brousseau. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but
Brousseau sounds right.
Also sharing, you know, Drake was finally wasn't hiding his child from the world, but hiding the world from his child, or whatever, however he put it. Photos of his son Adonis, and what a cute little blonde, blue-eyed, curly-haired child he is. What an Adonis!
That is a white child. Here's the thing: that is first of all, that's red hair. That is a ginger.
Oh, you think that's going to transition to red?
Yeah,
that is because, ginger. You're saying?
Yeah, I think that's straight up a ginger, and people were talking that smack because they were like, "Oh, he got a white baby. That's not his baby." Have you ever seen Drake's mom?
Mom? Yeah. Did you think? Anyway, I think people who don't know how sometimes there are, you know, light skinned black people, people who might be of mixed race also.
Yeah, I mean that is definitely a Jewish baby. That's what you're looking at. That is a Jewish baby.
Mm. Adonis, though, what do you think of the name? Were you a fan when you heard that was the name?
No, I thought that was kind of setting up your child for failure. I mean, that is a lot of pressure, because that means that child is going to have an eating disorder. That child is going to feel the need to work out and be an Adonis. And it's like, that's too much pressure to put on a kid. That's right. Like naming your kid Hercules, you know?
Well, there are some guys named Hercules. I guess it all depends on maybe the level of engagement with mythology.
Yeah, that's true.
You know
if you
mean?
Don't know what Adonis means, then maybe it's fine. But I'm pretty sure that people are going to know and be like, looking a little tubby there, Adonis. And then, it's psychological torture on that kid.
I think, what's a good low bar name for a child?
Bert.
Bert. Boom. Good. Great. Drake, change your son's name to Bert Graham. Fantastic. Okay, next up is John Krasinski. I don't know if you saw that video that he put out with Steve Carell.
I didn't see it. I read about it, which is a weird, that's a weird COVID thing where you read about videos now because there's so much time.
Yeah, or sometimes you're sort of like, I get it. I don't know if I need to watch further. Yeah, you know, he's trying to do a thing where bringing good news through his like very DIY homemade online show, which is weird because I'm like, no, that's how like, you know, millennials were getting off their content, you know, in the 2010s.
It does feel like a bit of our cultural, it's like cultural appropriation. Rich people are appropriating our medium for, you know, having a voice. And now they're all doing it. And that's bullshit.
And I'm like, I invented the room that should not be recorded, have audio recorded in it, move. That was
exactly
me.
My apartment is not your culture.
But yeah, I guess, you know, credit to him. Because I think a lot of people, like, there's so much awful shit you could look at on TV right now and just like completely send yourself into a total self-apocalyptic spiral. So keep the news light. Another thing on Twitter, hashtag 30 more days, because the president, I guess, got real with himself and was like, okay, so we'll probably be quarantined. The social distancing will last to the end of the month, even though there are still states that have not given a shelter in place warning yet.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to keep putting like trying to put a timeline on this thing, and it's purely for to stabilize the Dow, which is just a death cult at this point. So like let the red line go down. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I own Yahoo stock.
Ugh. God, how's that Yahoo stock looking, man?
I you know, a few years ago, I think it got bought or something, and it changed what symbol or letters it is. So I don't even know anymore. That it's not like YHOO anymore.
That sounds like a gift like you get like in the late 90s, very early 2000s from like, and I was like, and here are some Yahoo stocks. They're going to be worth something.
I got it because I worked at McDonald's for like 9 months, and my parents made me save half of my money so that I could invest with it. And then they let me choose my investments, and I was like, Yahoo! That's my favorite website.
Boom.
Yep.
And I mean, the branding, Yahoo!
Yeah, it's a great brand. And you know what? Wonderful homepage.
And then also Instacart is also trending because they are probably the first company in the COVID era in terms of gig workers who are striking, because of the conditions that they are having to shop for other people's groceries under. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, what the, people who don't understand how hard it is to work in the gig economy, I'm sure have their takes as to most Republicans, conservatives.
Yep.
But you know, what they're asking for is very realistic, you know, like shit like hand sanitizer. Like, hey, can we get that since I'm interacting with grocery stores and putting myself at risk? How about sick pay?
Yep.
Anything like that? You guys heard about this? You seen this? And also like setting the default tip amount to 10%. Right now it's at 5. And it doesn't mean that the customer's beholden to that. It's just saying like, if you're not thinking about it, you're like, yeah, sure, whatever. Great. Go. And they're also asking to just add a $5 hazard pay sort of fee to all of this, which I think is very reasonable when you're saying, hi, person, you are putting yourself in a position I do not want to be. Is that worth $5 if I'm able to use the service?
Yeah. And people are willing to do it. If you are in a position where you are, you know, able to get someone else to buy your groceries for you, I don't think a month of giving, you know, a little bit more of a tip and some hazard pay, you know, or at least for the actual user, it's going to be a tip. Would it be the company itself would be paying hazard pay?
Yeah, I think that's just to get them, just to give them more robust.
I hope they do that, man. And by the way, I think Amazon is about to strike as well.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense given the conditions that people are working under and how vital these services are. And like now, you know, a thing we always talk about is like we continue to actually emphasize that these jobs are, you know, need to be paid respectably and have a living wage. Like, I think Instacart came back with like, yeah, we'll get you hand sanitizer and maybe we can do this other stuff, but it fell short of what the actual needs are of the shoppers. And insane. A lot of the shoppers point out that it's like, just so you know, everyone who works at the office for Instacart,
right, they get this
and has sick pay and those things, yeah. But the shoppers don't. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining me on this quick trends update episode.
Yeah.
I hope to see you soon. I have a feeling I will.
I hope so too, dude. I'll see you in the real world one of these days.
On the surface, bruh.
On the surface, bro. On the outside.
Yeah. All right, dude. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.